Let's learn new words.
Words. Words. Words. Words.
Listen to us talk about new words. These are words you haven't heard. But after this, you will. And then you'll know.
New words!
Teleadultery is when a friend or significant other secretly watches a TV series solo that you've agreed to watch together. They've gone and binged on the new whatever on Netflix. I don't really get the after. I get doing it, but the after is, what do you do when they're like, all right, so are you ready to watch the new Aziz Ansari series? We've been all into that. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. Let's go for it. And then you go, oh man, would love to, but I have other things to do right now.
No, at can't that point, you can't. You have to just watch it again and pretend you haven't done it.
Live the lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please tell me someone who has done that, because that would be the worst, particularly if you've binged on, you've gotten through the first five episodes and then you're forced to rewatch those five just to keep up the ruse that you haven't watched it.
Maybe you'll catch something you didn't see in the first place. You'd be more attentive.
Are you really making an argument for double watching the show?
I don't know.
I think no, you have to. If you don't want to admit that you're a teleadulteress,
then otherwise you have to. Come clean.
I think I admit, and then the person, my wife, curses me out and watches it by herself, fuming the whole time, and then I buy her some flowers to make up for it.
And you wear a scarlet letter to work.
Yes, okay. The scarlet letter of the teleadulterer.
Yes, the red letter T.
801-570-1019. How have you tried to, I don't know, how have either been found out or covered up your teleadulteressness? Let us know.
Oh, teleadulteressness.
Teleadulteressness. I know, I'm accepting it. Vague booking is an intentionally vague Facebook status update that prompts friends to ask what's going on or possibly a cry for help. I hate these.
These are lame.
I'm feeling so low today. I don't know what else to do. Life. ...
Yeah.
And I'm all right. Do you want, I call you so we can have a serious conversation?
Right.
Or
you just want someone to bring by some chicken soup? What's going on?
Or is it
here?
The what's going on
what
question mark?
Exactly.
Or do we just sad face?
What is the right way to do this? The one that always gets me is when people are like, when you feel stabbed in the back or something, and then you're like, oh God, did I do something?
Yeah.
Did I, or when somebody's letting you down and they're too ignorant to realize it, and then you're like, oh my gosh, are they talking about me? Am I being ignorant? Do I not realize that I'm hurting somebody's feelings? And then you get all paranoid. It's so annoying.
This is Lindsay in a nutshell there. Taking someone else's own pain and thinking that she is the cause of it.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yes.
Name ambush. When an acquaintance you haven't seen for a long time greets you by name, but you don't have time to remember their name.
Mm-hmm.
Name bush.
Name bush, I like. That would shorten it up real nicely.
Love that. And when you can tell that I don't remember your name when I greet you way too warmly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Fook, what's going on? Oh, hey, buddy, how are you? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. No, it is good to see you.
Yeah.
Good to see you. If I know your name, it's, oh, hey, what's up, Todd?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Beat up version. Someone who is a lookalike, doppelganger for another person, but less attractive or good.
Like they got beat with the ugly stick.
Like this is also the new term for the poor man's.
Oh right.
Right.
Blah blah blah.
The poor man's Giselle Bundchen.
Right.
Trying to think of one on the top of my head and I'm failing.
French bite. In the middle of making out, you gently bite the other person's nose.
Ooh.
Often licking it a bit while doing it. Oh. I have never done this.
Really? Uh-huh.
You've never done like a little nibble?
The nibble?
Oh,
this is part of
Dusty's moves.
Yeah, this is in my repertoire.
The little nose nibble?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
how
long are you making out before you go for the nose, Dusty? With the French bite.
Probably not on the first makeout session, so I would say maybe second date.
Can you do it to somebody who has...
No, but second date, how long are you making out for? A minute and a half, 2 minutes, or has got to go a good five or six before you will?
Oh, no, it has to go at least a minute or two. Yeah, it kind of depends on how your partner is responding to your nibbles.
Do you ever insert tongue into nostril?
I've jokingly done so.
Yeah.
It did not go over well.
Rusty, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Is it fun?
We're not that serious.
You can pick your friends. You can pick your nose.
Is it insulting at all if they have a larger nose and you're just like, oh, I just want to nibble on it? You know, like.
Like it's so big. Yeah. It's the elf in the room.
And head splinter is our final word, a painfully annoying song that gets stuck in your head, in extreme cases, impeding everyday tasks.
Oh, I totally have the perfect example of this. Ever since you played that Corey Feldman song the other day when we were talking about his GoFundMe or whatever thing going on, I cannot get it out of my head. It's killing me.
And I'm just... Now we're just taking a rubber mallet and driving that splinter in a little bit more.
It's not getting out. I don't know what to do. And I'm just walking around. I'm making coffee this morning going, Ascension
Millennium. And sometimes you don't even know what he's saying.
I don't even
know.
That's the only part of the song I know. I only know snippet of it that you've been playing, Fook, but it's driving me nuts.
It's a powerful conceptual message.
Total head splinter.